Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 16th. Currently with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 50 degrees and the wind chill is 51 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Topeka has a new city manager. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
It was a unanimous vote by the city council Tuesday night to hire Robert Perez, who leaves his position as assistant city manager for the city of Dallas, to take over in Topeka. Perez said the move to Topeka made sense to him, seeing similarities between the two cities.
The experience that I've gained through Dallas, I definitely intend to use here, but also leverage the wealth of knowledge that already exists here within the community.
Perez's start date hasn't been confirmed, but it should be in a few weeks. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas Board of Education this week made changes to graduation requirements for students in order to get a high school diploma. Students will have to have 4 units of English language arts, 3 units of history and government, 3 units of science, and 3 units of math. There are lesser requirements for health and financial literacy. The new graduation requirements begin this fall, and that'll be the incoming class of 2028. This is Kansas Information Network News.
QSI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Students at all 6 of Kansas's public 4-year universities could pay more to attend this coming up school year. As this week, the universities presented their proposed tuition increases for the upcoming school year that follows increases made for the recently completed school year. The in-state tuition hikes presented to the Kansas Board of Regents, or KBOR, range from 2.8%, or about $139 per semester at Kansas State University, to 6%, amounting to $133 per semester jump at Fort Hays State. Wichita State is looking at a 3.9% increase, or $141 per semester. Looking at tuition increases, university leaders reported that the new free application for federal student aid, or FASFA, rollout delayed the application process and could lead to a drop in enrollment. Leaders said the FASFA issues are far from the lone reason for the tuition increases. They cite inflation, staff recruitment and retention, and increasing student financial aid. The budget passed by the Kansas legislature didn't include the full request from the state's public universities. In addition to the tuition hikes, some universities are proposing increases in student fees. The KBOR hasn't taken action on the proposed tuition hikes. However, the board will review the request again next month. Participants on the northern routes of this year's hard winter wheat tour saw some of the better-looking wheat that they've seen in years, while participants on the southern routes saw drought-stricken fields. They calculated yields based on head counts and numbers of spikelets in the heads. However, tour scouts also saw stripe rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and freeze damage. About 69 people from 19 U.S. states traveled in 18 cars on 6 routes between Manhattan and Colby on Tuesday, stopping at wheat fields every 15 to 20 miles along the routes as part of the Wheat Quality Council's 66th annual Hard Winter Wheat Evaluation Tour. Tuesday's cars of wheat tour scouts made 206 stops at wheat fields across North Central, Central, and Northwest Kansas, and into southern counties in Nebraska. and the calculated yield is based on what scouts saw at that point in time, though a lot can happen between now and harvest. The calculated yield from all of the cars was 49.9 bushels per acre, which was above trendline yields and is representative of areas of the state that are not most impacted by drought conditions. Day two of the tour was to travel through southwest and south central Kansas, areas that have missed out on any recent precipitation. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, statewide, based on May 1st conditions, Kansas's 2024 winter wheat crop is forecast at 267.9 million bushels, up 66 million bushels from last year's crop. The average yield is forecast at 38 bushels per acre, up 3 bushels from last year. And the acreage to be harvested for grain is estimated at 7.05 million acres, up from last year's 5.75 million acres. For the week ending May 12, 2024, the Kansas winter wheat condition was rated 13% very poor, 22% poor, 34% fair, 28% good, and 3% excellent. Kansas winter wheat jointed was 97%, ahead of 84% last year and 89% for the five-year average. Headed was 73%, well ahead of 48% last year and the 43% average, and coloring was 1%. In addition to Kansas reports, scouts from Nebraska and Colorado met the group in Colby to give reports from their states. The Wheat Tour 24 was to continue on Wednesday with six routes between Colby and Wichita. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas and U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota introduced legislation to expand access to federal resources for rural hospitals through the Rural Emergency Hospital, or REH, Medicare designation. The Rural Emergency Hospital Improvement Act would increase opportunities for critical access hospitals and rural hospitals to convert to an REH and make technical improvements to the designation. These changes would help make the conversion to an REH more appealing by giving rural hospitals facing closure access to critical resources from the federal government to remain open. Created as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, REH is a new Medicare provider designation that offers certain rural hospitals the opportunity to convert and continue operating with limited services rather than closing. The provisions in the REH Improvement Act are the result of numerous conversations Senator Moran held with rural health care providers and CEOs of hospitals that are eligible for the REH designation. In Nebraska news, according to a report released on Wednesday, May 15th, 23 people were killed in traffic crashes on Nebraska roadways in April. The report stated that the fatalities occurred in 19 fatal crashes, with 11 of the deceased not using seatbelts, 4 using a seatbelt, and 4 with unknown seatbelt usage. The Nebraska Department of Transportation also reported that 16 of the fatalities occurred in rural locations. There were 6 fatalities on the interstate, 9 on other highways, and 8 on local roads. The agency reported that one of the fatalities was a pedestrian, while 3 were motorcyclists. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, the crash and death rate so far in 2024 is 17% less than last year, with a total of 68 crashes and 78 deaths in 2024, and 60 fatal crashes and 65 fatalities in 2023. You can visit the Nebraska Department of Transportation's website at dot.nebraska.gov to get the daily count. The Kearney Police Department is investigating a burglary at a business on Wednesday morning. Lieutenant Derek Luke said around 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday, a U-Haul truck backed up to the front door of Kearney Power Sports, 511 South 2nd Avenue, and threw a large rock through the door and windows to gain access to the building. Luke said multiple suspects were seen on surveillance footage loading up the U-Haul with 8 dirt bikes and 2 youth dirt bikes. He said the U-Haul then left south out of Kearney on Highway 44, and the U-Haul truck had images of moose on both sides. Luke said the stolen bikes were valued at $52,000 and the suspects caused $2,000 worth of damage to the business. Police are asking the public for any information that can help them find the thieves. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay track head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the team and their upcoming meet today in Beloit.
I'm here with head track coach Chris Delamont. Coach, last week you traveled down to Russell for the Mid-Continent League track meet, and a nice finish for the girls and a tie for the boys for third place. 21 PRs. Let's talk about the Mid-Continent League.
Yeah, we were pleased with the results. Obviously, we had such a good day, and kids were excited for the opportunity to compete, and our girls ended up winning with 107.5 points, and they beat out Ellis and TMP. That was the top three teams, and the boys. Hoxie was always tough. You know, we competed against them a couple different times yet this year, and Plainville edged us out with 89, and we tied with Smith Center for 80.
Some of that is when you talk about Plainville, they're obviously very good in the field events. You always say that your relays and stuff have been better. Could you stole some points maybe in the field?
Yeah, we performed well. The boys' side, you know, we got scoring points. Jayton Weigel jumped into the pole vault and got fifth there. And Corbin and Logan did well in shot put, scored some points, and Logan got some points on the disc. So that's where our field event points come from. And then, of course, on the track, we do pretty well in the short sprints. And Aston does well for us, obviously, in the 8 and the mile. So relays, that's been kind of our staple, our cornerstone throughout the year in both the boys and girls team.
And, of course, this is the Mid-Con League's kind of the last that you see a lot of the area schools, and you're still seeing PRs, 21 of them.
Yeah, really pleased. Janessa, she got to break her own meet record in the javelin. You know, and we had some other field events that did pretty well. Janessa PR'd in discus with a 120, and, you know, we did well in pole vault. Hallie Brooks and high jump, Alexis David scored some points there, and again, on the track, we did really well with short sprints. We were throwing some people in. I really appreciate, you know, sometimes they jump out of into events that they don't normally do. Peyton Bailey had scored some points in the 200, and, you know, we got in position to try to, you know, increase our lead in different ways. And so, again, those relays are really strong for us. You know, the distance crew has been doing awesome all year and bringing their times down and scoring points there, and so we're definitely pleased with them. And, you know, again, Janessa and the hurdles getting points. So, again, I just feel like boys and girls just have done an awesome job all season, just being well-rounded and being willing and ready to score points in multiple different ways. And they're really responded. You know, our coaching staff does such a good job of working with them and just coaching them in different areas. Sometimes that they maybe they don't practice as much as their primary events, but they do so well with just being able to rise up and meet the challenge.
Now, as we talk about coming down to the last part of the season, you'll be traveling to Beloit for the regionals. Beloit, a big powerhouse in 3A. And why don't we talk a little bit about some of the teams that you're going to see at the regionals, and let's talk about the format also.
Yeah, so Thursday, May 16th, we'll travel to Beloit for a 1:30 start time. That's kind of a rolling start with the field events. They'll start with pole vault, jav, and high jump at that point. And then at 2:30, the shot put, discus, long jump, and triple jump will begin. There's 16 teams, four different regional meets in the state at the 3A level. Beloit, of course, Cimarron, Colby, Ellsworth, Goodland, Southeast of Saline, Hoisington, Holcomb, Lakin, Larned, Smoky Valley, Lyons, Minneapolis, Phillipsburg, Russell, and us. So very competitive regional. I think we say that every year, but it's just a top to bottom. We feel like a very good challenge for us. And the prelims, the way that they operate there, of course, this is just like at our league meet. They'll have prelims in both the field events and the on the track. So the prelims for field events, they'll give them three throws, three jumps, and then they'll bring back the top seven, call them back for three more. And so then that's how they'll sort that out. On the track, they do, of course, they'll eight-lane track, so they'll be able to have them race the prelims, which, again, start at 4 o'clock. And then what they do is they'll take the top two in each of the heats, and then they'll those will advance to the finals as well as the next two fastest times. So it's kind of that format. We'll see that again at state. So this has been good for our kids. We appreciate that. I think it's Trigo, which we missed their meet this year, but they kind of do the similar format, Keisha's manual, the way that they do their prelims. And so our kids are familiar with this now to be able to see it at our league meet, and they're ready for it here at regionals as well.
Coach, you mentioned at the Mid-Continent League you threw in a few people that don't do certain events. Are you pretty set on your relays and probably some of the ones that are going to be in different events?
Yeah, you know, everything kind of comes into picture a little bit more here toward the end of the year. I hate it like crazy. Every year we see kids, part of our team that kind of this here at this meet, they only allow us two entries per event, whereas we've had three most of the year. So, you know, I want to first say thank you to all those athletes that, you know, are not able to compete at this meet, but they were such a huge part of our program. You know, a fun bunch, you know, and again, it's one of those sports where you see kind of a just a graduated loss of your team, and you hate to see it. We're trying to hang on for every athlete that we have, but the top four will advance to the state meet. So, you know, we got kids that are going to compete in their primary main events that we're really hoping to see. See him perform at a high level, and hopefully we can take as many to state as we can.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Beloit on Thursday for the regionals. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the Blue Jay track team in their upcoming meet today in Beloit. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools, for lunch you'll be having assorted sandwiches, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 78 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 52 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with the high near 85 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with the low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing the weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 80. On Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 84. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 70. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 76. Currently, with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97, and the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The NFL schedule was released last night, and here's the Chiefs' full schedule. They're hosting the Ravens on NFL opening night, Thursday, September 5th at 7:20 p.m. on NBC. Week 2 is at home against the Bengals at 3:25 on CBS. Week 3, they'll play on the road at Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. Week 4 is on the road at the Chargers. Week 5 is at home against the Saints on Monday Night Football. Week 6 is the bye week. Week 7 is the rematch of the Super Bowl at the 49ers at 3:25 p.m. Week 8, they're in Vegas to take on the Raiders. Week 9, they'll host the Bucks on MNF. Week 10, they're hosting the Broncos. Week 11 is at the Bills at 3:25 on CBS. Week 12, they'll play at the Panthers. Week 13, they'll host the Black Friday game against the Raiders on Prime Video. Week 14, they'll host the Chargers on SNF. Week 15, they're at the Browns. Week 16, they'll play on Saturday, December 21st at home against the Texans. Because they're playing Week 17 on Christmas, the new Christmas Day game streamed on Netflix, they'll play at the Steelers. In Week 18, they're in Denver. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A series of troughs of low pressure extend across the Central Plains, and that has been producing some areas of showers and a few thunderstorms from the panhandles into portions of Oklahoma and eastern Kansas. Thunderstorm chances will continue again today in the eastern part of the state, drying out elsewhere in western and central Kansas. And as we head into the weekend, the chance of scattered storms returns again on Saturday night and on Sunday in the west. A clearing sky today in northwest Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, our low near 50. Partly cloudy in north central Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, our low in the low 50s. Northeast Kansas, scattered storms in the morning with a high in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy and mid 50s tonight. Southwestern Kansas, cloudy today with a high in the mid 70s, our low in the upper 40s. Thunderstorms in south central Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Chance of rain tonight, our low 58. And in southeastern Kansas, rain and thunderstorms with a high in the mid-70s. Storms again tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan Holliday. Cattle futures were able to post moderate gains on Wednesday as traders seem to be waiting for cash activity to surface. That will determine whether live cattle will break up out of its range. And hog futures closed mixed with June showing the most pressure. As far as the grains are concerned, corn is steady as the market continues to correct the recent rally to the $4.75 area versus the July futures. Weather continues to show systems moving throughout the belt, but they seem to suggest smaller amounts and coverage than had been previously forecasted. Soybeans are trading lower following through from Wednesday's slightly lower close impacted by the NOPA crush numbers that were released on Wednesday morning. And wheat futures are higher this morning as consultants in Russia are lowering their estimates for the size of the Russian crop after a week of very cold, frosty weather. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.